Today we're going to discuss the plan, the new plan that has arrived for the New World Order. And it's very interesting because they're narrowing down, but more importantly, they're very confident. And they're discussing this type of action bluntly. And the people, if we wake up enough, I truly believe that not just here in the United States, but around the world, if we wake up enough, we can cause them a lot of problems and stop a lot of this from happening. That is the good news, because the New World Order and the plan is real. And it's very important to share this information with people. I know many people will think you're crazy. I've had many people tell me that they do share this stuff and they look at them cross-eyed. I get the same thing. We are right. We are eyes open, ears open. We are seeing, we are hearing. Be very confident in that. I think in the end days, even in the Bible, it talks about the level of deception. Even very good people, people you know, close to family members. Jesus even said he didn't come to bring peace, but to do, you know, almost war, right, between family members. It is coming, but stay persistent, but don't be too hyper about it. Deliver the information knowledgeable and calmly, and tell them, at least when it comes, don't ever say that I didn't tell you about it. But I do believe we have a chance, because this system that they're trying to create, now they got together at Davos, the Davos Summit for this year. And for those that are not totally familiar with the Davos, it's where the government and power corporate elite get together. I call them the power elite, to discuss the world like they own it. That's how they feel. This is a World Economic Forum conference. What it's doing is it's looking to set up to focus on what the globalist power elites can learn this year anyway. They want to learn from the failures of their pandemic narrative. They want to find out what went wrong and what they did right during this last pandemic. Believe me, my opinion, complete fraud. And they're coming back. There is a treaty coming in 2024 in the United Nations called the Pandemic Treaty that's going to give complete sovereign control to the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, on how countries are to handle their medical decisions. I mean, you can see what's coming. They're going to do the vaccine passport, forced vaccination. They're going to try everything. But they're learning what they did right, what they did wrong, and they want to get the narrative ready, because I believe when that treaty is signed in 2024, I really do believe a miraculous biological weapon is going to come out again to probably put a nail in the coffin of all of our freedom. So you need to be ready for that, because I do believe there's going to be attempt. You'd be surprised how many of those have been man-made in laboratories. But the World Economic Forum's annual meetup, what it is in Davos, is it's a mixture of, you know, the politicians, the corporate giants, philanthropists, all manners of power elite. We even had our director of the FBI there, who said government and tech companies need to work together for the future of the world. You know what that means? Censorship, spying. I mean, this is really bad. This is not freedom, and it's not what America should be. I'm just stunned that we're allowing it. But this is their plan. And so I'm going to get into outline just a little bit of what they're saying and what they believe needs to be done. There's a handful of things here. Number one was they wanted to address the current energy and food crisis in the context of a new system for energy, climate, and nature. Now, this is how they say it. And then I'm going to kind of wrap it up on what they really mean. They want to address the current inflation and in high debt in the economy. They said we need a new system for investment, trade, and infrastructure. They want to talk about the industry headwinds in it. We need a new system for harnessing technology in the private sector, innovation and resilience. Now, this is all word speak, mind you. Then they also talked about current social vulnerabilities. We need a new system for work skills and care. And then they talk about the geopolitical risks. We need a new system for dialogue to deal with a now multipolar world, because we were a unipolar world where the U.S. dollar was dominant, and that's no longer the case. At Davos, the Saudi minister stood up publicly and declared the petrodollar was dead. This is huge, folks. The petrodollar is dead. That is what gave America the American dream. Back in the 70s, we did the petrodollar with Saudi Arabia. We guaranteed their military protection. They said all energy would be priced in U.S. dollars, so every country in the world had to have U.S. dollars in reserve because they needed those dollars to buy energy, because every country needed energy. The Saudi minister said that no longer is that necessary. They will now start accepting other forms of currency, aka the Russian petrol gold and the Chinese petrol yuan backed by gold. Huge. If you study history, you realize that when countries inflate their currency or print their currency like the Roman Empire did, and there's trillions and trillions out in the world, but no longer the world needs it. Now, there's about 100 countries lining up who will no longer use the dollar. So all the dollars that they were storing up, they're just going to get rid of. They don't want them anymore. That stuff's coming home. So get ready, because I don't see how. I hear them poo-poo, oh, no big deal, we don't need the petrodollar anymore. I don't believe that. And I'd like to see how they're going to absorb all these dollars, because the dollar is losing, or has lost its world reserve currency now. We no longer are in authority that way. I don't know if the dollar is just going to be a domestic currency or what, but that's a really big deal to inflation and hyperinflation on our buying power and our retirement and savings, period. So they talk about these new systems. Now, they used word speak, but then it gets into a little more about what it really means. But a new system for energy is really a Green New Deal, which is totally silly, by the way, because electric batteries actually are more polluting than carbon emission. It's just amazing. They don't tell you about what happens with those batteries when they're no good and how toxic they are. And they don't tell you about what it takes to get the minerals to make the batteries. I mean, it's a whole total unbelievable psyop. So when they say a new system for energy, it's getting rid of fossil fuel, which is ridiculous. I'd say blend everything together. A new system for international cooperation in some type of global governance. A new system for trade, where they cover a lot of topics like digital currency and digital ID. If we allow digital currency, well, that's happening, but we say no. When you have an opportunity to use a digital dollar, do not do it. Shame people who do it. Laugh at them who do it. They're going to make it seem cool and convenient. Don't do it. If we don't accept the digital dollar, then it'll be very difficult for them to jam it down our throat. But they, when they talk about this, they're talking about digital currency, digital ID. Even that Yahoo from England, the old prime minister, sorry if I don't remember his name, Blair, Tony Blair, gave a speech about the importance of building digital identity on the internet. They want to be able to track every single thing you do, where you go, who you talk with, what you do, and if it's out of line of their narrative, they're going to ding you like they do in China. That is not a free world. But that's what they mean when they say that. They also talk about phrases like new normal. So when you start hearing these phrases, remember, it's a slave state they're talking about. They're talking about enslaving humanity. They're talking about taking away our food, our energy, keeping us from travel. They're going to wipe out a mass population. That's a whole nother conversation. But when you hear these phrases, new normal, great reset, build back better, Sloppy Joe was using that in the campaign trail. That comes from the World Economic Forum. Since when does this Nazi Klaus Schwab and these yahoos at the Economic Forum become dictators of what every country should do? I am mind blown about that. We need to wake up and understand they do not have our best interest in mind, and we need to start telling people, pay attention, don't do this, be ready. The fact that anybody voted Democrat knowing that they're backing this up, the fact is people didn't know that's what it meant. They didn't know that this is what it was going to do. But you need to know. Not that Republicans are any better sometimes, but they're definitely the better of two evil. Now, there's a good third of Republicans that are all on board with this whole power elite, great reset, plenty of evil there. But there are at least, Democrats stick together, Republicans don't, and there are definitely some Republicans who are on our side for freedom, constitutional, being patriot, which is going to be illegal one day. They believe this stuff. They don't for a second think that they think they're helping. They act like they're helping us, but they know they're not. They don't care about us. They care about a 90%, 10% world where the rest of us are slaves and they live high on the hog with all the resources. That's what they want. They believe that the world's biggest problem solvers need to craft better narratives, aka, well, this is really what they're getting at, they need to learn how to tell better lies. They're working really hard at this Davos meeting to discuss how they can lie to us better, how they can control information better, how they can censor more, because it's not working. That's the big part of it. They detail how they have these challenges facing the World Economic Forum, this global coalition for digital safety, they say, in their efforts to tackle what they call the likes of child sex abuse, which is a joke because they're the ones doing it, and exploitation, and they're the ones doing it, terrorism and hate speech. Hear that? Hate speech. You know what hate speech is? When you say something against the narrative. When you say something they don't want you to say, it's hate speech. It's censorship. It's control. It's worse than Nazi Germany. Misinformation. Misinformation means you're just disagreeing with what they say. Basically, if you know the truth and you don't believe their lie, it's misinformation if you try to say the truth. All you got to do is look what happened in the pandemic. All the people they said were spreading misinformation, it turned out they were actually telling you the truth. Out of 10 conspiracy theories they said the right was spreading, about 7 of them turned out to be true. What does that tell you? Anytime you hear the word misinformation, it really means, aka, they're not believing our lies, so we need to shut them down, throw them in jail, or do something to stop them. Because they're not intelligent enough to have a debate. And content related to self-harm and suicide, that's, yeah. Notice how hate speech, which is against the First Amendment, period, they had an EU minister stand up and say that America will have hate speech laws in the future. And you got some Democrat yahoo saying, yeah, hate speech laws are nothing more than stopping debate, controlling you and enslaving you, period. And misinformation is just because you don't agree with their lie, which we found out the last few years. They were lying about everything. And we were right. And they're throwing them out as actual crimes. Crime to disagree. Crime to argue the truth. Crime to have an opinion, First Amendment right. If they can take your opinion, if they can take your First Amendment right of an opinion, they can take your God, they can take your Bible, they can shut down the church. That's part of the First Amendment too. Remember, they don't care about any of these things. They just don't. They only care about control or the means of controlling the internet, controlling what we're allowed to say and hear on the internet. They hate it when they censor and try to control information. The truth gets out through the internet anyway, and then they're busted. Look at all the lies we've been busting them in over the last few years. You just can't keep the truth out. I forget who said it. It was one of the old tyrants one day used to say, I heard this, thought it was really interesting, that there was a time when something about, oh, I don't even know, I'm going to mess it up, but something about controlling a million people, it was easier to control a million people than kill them, and now today it's easier to kill them than control them. That's pretty hardcore stuff. But that's how they believe. They're working really hard on trying to control the information and trying to control the internet and trying to control what we perceive as truth. That's why it's so important that you continue to be adamant on sharing the truth and don't be disillusioned by it. So the bottom line is, you know, the way to define the Davos agenda, their main themes is this. A new system basically means reforming the global systems of politics and finance, meaning a central authority is going to tell all the governments how to act, and they're going to control the money system digitally. They want to control the narrative, telling more unbelievable lies and limiting public debate. That's why they go after the parents at the school board meetings, because the parents are talking about the truth. Limit debate. Shut them down. Look at the Democrats who won the election in 2022. It just makes me insane, but I just can't get into it. I can't think about it. But like the Arizona governor, she wouldn't even debate, laughed when she gave her oath when they said defend the Constitution. Total world order, new world order, antichrist, evil. They won't debate you. They'll just try to muscle you, and we, the people, just let it happen, and that is the travesty. It's our fault. They want to counter misinformation. Censorship, especially on the internet, basically means if you disagree with their lie, they want to try to shut you down from telling people the truth. Like maybe you're going to get a heart attack. And then they want to do tangible solutions, taking more direct action via enforcement and policy, cracking down on peaceful protest, Canada. Do you know if you gave a box of pizza to the truckers in Canada when they were protesting that mandate and they found out about it, they took your bank account. Your money's not safe in the bank. It's just not. They're going to work and continue to try to find ways to muscle and shut you down. That is Nazi Germany. That is evil. We've got to wake up to this and understand that this is the intention. They're not going to give up. This is what they call the New World Order's plan. I still have faith that we, if we are informed, all we have to do is just say no. Say no to the digital dollar. Do not allow them to ramrod this insane Luciferian Satanism down our throat. Keep going to those school board meetings. Take over your local school boards. Take over your local people. And don't think just because they're Republican, they're trustworthy. There are too many rhinos and are evil. Arizona is pretty much lost. That was an epic battle that was lost. Look what happened in Brazil. It seems like we're losing and it's never going to be possible, but I believe God has a plan. We need to be vigilant and be ready. Keep speaking up, keep praying, keep having faith, and keep close to those around us, because I still think this plan fails, or we can at least knock it down the road a while, but there's a lot coming, and they're going to use the financial collapse that's coming and the war with Russia as reasoning to usher a lot of it in. So be prepared. Until next week, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.